Welcome to Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, founder of SCR Insights, one of the leading data platforms in the industry. Through using data and analytics, I've been able to replace my W-2 with cash flow from my successful short-term rentals. And my goal is to help you achieve the same freedom and success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just a novice looking to make your mark, Cashflow Positive is your go-to resource for unlocking the full potential of your property portfolio. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cashflow Positive. Your host here, Kenny Bedwell, about to drop some nuggets and knowledge bombs on you of how to increase your ROI by elevating the guest experience, essentially hospitality. Because guess what? If you're a short-term rental host, you are in the hospitality business. Sorry to ruin that for any of you who thought that that wasn't the case, but it is, okay? So let's talk about being hospitable. What does the data say about being hospitable? And how can you elevate your hospitality to maximize your ROI and cash flow positively on your property? So when, first off, it's important to know that there are two pieces to having a cash flowing short-term rental property. The first piece is making sure that you are buying correctly. And I talk ad nauseum about buying the right properties in the right markets and how to make sure a deal is a deal and knowing what cash flows. However, the second piece, which frankly doesn't really get talked about a lot, is understanding your hospitality. So your guest experience and how you host is actually how you're going to end up making money. If you suck at hosting and you don't, you know, do a good job, then you're not going to make any money and you're not going to realize the returns that you potentially could have made. See, hosting better and being more hospitable can actually increase your potential returns or, you know, make you more money because short-term rentals are so subjective. There's not a, I am guaranteed to make a certain amount. You have to market your property and do all the things I talked about on all the other episodes before, but you also need to add the element of hospitality. So let's talk about that because a lot of people get, and I'm in this camp too, where I look at hosts who I see who Airbnb promotes. All, you know, if you've ever seen an Airbnb commercial, it's like, this is Janet and she lives upstairs and like she loves putting like baking homemade cookies and fresh flowers like from her garden for all of her guests, you know? And I'm like, okay, cool. But that's not like, I don't live anywhere near my property and there's no way I can pull that off. So is that like the definition of good hospitality? Is that, am I just like sucking as a host and failing as a host according to Airbnb? And so first off, we have to understand that hospitality needs to be, it needs to be sustained. It needs to be something that you can replicate over and over for every single guest. Baking fresh cookies and putting fresh flowers out is really, really cool and sweet. And I'm sure Janet's a really nice person and she sounds like it. But the reality is like you cannot repeat that over and over and over for every single guest. What if Janet, you know, gets sick? Or what if she goes on vacation? Well, she can't provide those hospitable amenities to those guests while she's out. And so we need to think of ways that we can provide hospitality that's repeatable and potentially automated because we're growing a business, okay? That's another issue too, is you have to draw a fine line between like reality of like, okay, cool, like I'm going to show up at the property every day and like give the guests the keys and you know, a pat on the back and like, you know, hey, these are my top favorite places, take them out to dinner, you know, unrealistic things that you do in person versus like, how can I automate this using the right teams and people in place to do this? So that's what I want to focus on, is that column on the right side of what are the things that you can do to automate and be very hospitable and treat this like a serious business. Because if you go to a hotel, if you go to these places that have got this crap figured out for years and years and years on end and decades of experience, the owners aren't there being the hospitable ones. They've got the right people in the right seats, and they're the ones that are executing on that. And so teams and knowing who to work with is going to be a key to this. But there's a bunch of other different things I want to dive into, a bunch of different examples of how you can be hospitable. And then we will talk about teams and the right people in the right seats. Okay, so number one, being hospitable all comes down to clear and effective communication. How does clear and effective communication increase your hospitality, which increases your ROI? So obviously we know that communication is a rating in Airbnb, meaning you can be rated on the amount of communication you have. You should be, if you're listening to this, you should be sending communication, automated communications, as well as responding manually to additional inquiries that guests have. But in those automated messages, you need to make them feel personal. Too many times, I see a lot of hosts in messaging that sounds automated for one, but number two, sounds very much like it's a property management experience that you're giving. Meaning like, hey, we're so happy at Lucky Go Homes to host you, and we're going to provide a five-star experience, which some of the terminology, this is some of the stuff I use, but I don't say, I'm this company, I'm this brand, I'm blah, 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 blah. I say things like, hey, you know, I'm a host, I have a family, this is a family business, like just like terms like that to make people feel like that they're speaking to a person, that somebody is reaching out to them. I'll ask them questions in my automated messaging. I'll say things like that I don't even care about personally. I'll say things like, hey, what do you mind telling me what time you plan on checking in? Now, I personally don't care. They have a code, a door code, right? Like they can check in whenever the heck they want. But it allows them to go, oh, wow. Like they want to know. We're planning on checking in around 6 p.m. We'll let you know as we get closer. And I can quickly respond back. Great. Like thumbs up. That's pretty much what I do every time. I just give them like thumbs up emoji or like a smiley face, like awesome, looking forward to hosting you, like something like that. But the message is automated. Like I don't even care. Like whatever they say, because unless it's, you know, really early and it doesn't make sense. But I've never had that to be the case. But the reality is like I send little things like that, like, hey, you know, the first morning check-in message. I say, hey, how was everything? You know, it doesn't end there. I say, oh, by the way, there's this restaurant down the street that I think you guys will really like. It's called Betty's. Great for brunch or lunch or even dinner too. But I mean, Betty's is good all around. Let's be honest. If you look that place up, if you're looking in Buffalo, but it's right down the street. You're going to love it. And I just did like a smiley face emoji. I mean, that like it, when people read that, no one's like, oh, that's automated, but it is automated. And that's how your messaging persona should be. So the first thing about being hospitable is you need people to see you as a person, as an individual host, character, right? When you think of Janet, the example who's bakes fresh cookies and flowers and all that, people focus too much on like, oh, well, she's baking fresh cookies and she's putting flowers out for people. And that's like what it is. But Janet is being herself and she's connecting with a person through the cookies and the flowers. Sure, those are great things for people. But the reality is, well, what if the person's lactose intolerant or vegan or allergic to flowers or whatever, you know, Janet's not asking those questions, but people don't care about that. They're like, wow, she went through the effort to do that. So, and it's making people see her as a person and not a company. Okay. Too many times we get caught up in this, like it's a business and we have to like robotically, like treat our guests as like, you know, guests at a, you know, like a hotel or like, hey, you gave me money. Now here's the key code. Now like get in. How was it? Now get out. You know, here's the checkout instructions. But it needs to come from the person, the host, and they need to see you as that. And frankly, that can be automated. All right. I know that sounds super simple and dumb, but go through, if you're a current short-term rental host, audit your messaging, audit what you say in your messaging to see if you truly are making it sound personable. If it doesn't sound personal, it sounds automated. And please do not put, okay, this might be a little controversial, so strap in on this one, but this is my Kenny's opinion. Take it to the bank, okay? If you put in your messaging, this is an automated message, what does that tell you? People do that all the time. I'm like, okay, cool. Like the host obviously doesn't care. It gives that impression. I know that sounds ridiculous. Oh, well, it is an automated message. Cool. Are you not like, are you never going to check your messages? Are you not like, if they respond to you, you're never going to see that? You know, like, because if you aren't, that's a problem. And I know everyone here is going to do that, but do not tell people you are sending them automated messages unless they're like, hey, was that an automated message? You can be like, yeah, it was. But yeah, I'm responding to you now. So you're good. And I've had that a couple times happen to me. I guess it's really, really rare. And I'm just like, yeah, I was, but like, I'm reading all the messages and I'm obviously responding to you right now. So like, what's up, you know, like obviously in a nicer way, but, and people don't care. So don't put that, don't sound like a business. Effective, clear communication is one of the key ingredients to the correct type of hospitality that you're looking for that will help you cash flow positive. Ding, ding, ding. There's the name of the show. All right. Now, here's a second one. And a lot of people don't do this. And I think that it really reflects on the hospitality side. When you go to launch a listing, your first property, if you're planning on buying a property and launching it, you need to stay in it at least 2 nights. Okay. And I would say try out everything there, as if you were a guest coming in and you wanted to try out every amenity, the grill, the hot tub, the fire pit, everything. Experience your property and note the little thing. One of the key aspects I liked about having that Kim talked about on the show last week, if you haven't heard that episode, go back and listen to it with Kim Fitzpatrick, the part two, like the tortoise and the hare thing. It was a really interesting title that I came up with, but here it is. So she talked about staying in the properties and experiencing like those like little things like the hot water and you know, just things that problems that people could have out the gate. And a lot of hosts don't do that. And in fact, a couple of the first properties that I personally launched, I didn't go stay in them. Like, in fact, one of them I've actually never spent the night in. Even though I'm telling you right now, go do that. Now, all my other properties, I don't do that anymore. I actually go, when I travel there, I stay in the property so I can see what's okay. Yeah, maybe we need to have this, you know, the items in this closet need to have this. Or yeah, we probably need to have a broom somewhere readily available because my daughter just had a mess in the kitchen and I don't know how to clean it up and it's not easily accessible. Or you know what? Maybe those dishes that are in the bottom cupboard, maybe they shouldn't go there and they should be higher up because my kids are pulling them all out and putting them on the floor. And like, you know, they broke one already. You know, it's just like little things like that, that change the guest experience. And, you know, in the part two episode, I really, really want you to listen to the ladies I'm bringing on. They are experts and really awesome. And they're going to talk more about this, but it's about having, you know, oh crap, I forgot my toothpaste or my toothbrush, like having like a forget-me-not basket, you know, and of just like little items and things. And people don't just like take all of it. And just stocking that, it's really not that big of an expense of just some of the small things that people forget that you might have forgot when you go and stay at your properties and, you know, the phone chargers and just like simple things like that. Like stay at your properties and find these little things. I'm telling you right now that if you do that, one of the things in your reviews you're going to see is people are going to go, they have everything. They didn't forget the small things. We'll talk about it, small things. And that's really what makes, it's like the glue that makes the experience come together. It's the small little things that can either make a stay or break a stay. And that's really key. So having those little things, having everything, you know, like, you know, so one thing, I know this sounds crazy, but one time a guest complained about, you know, oh, well, you only have one lamp on one side and I wanted to read and I was on this side and my husband was on the other and he turned off the lamp to go to sleep and I didn't have any light to read. And I was like, well, that sounds stupid. And then when I went to stay at the property, I was like trying to like do something and my wife had the light off and I was like, oh, I got to turn myself. And I was like, man, that lady was right. Like, what was I thinking? Like, I should have had a lamp here. Like, I'm an idiot. And it's just like those like small, simple things. And if I had stayed in that room and had done that before, the guest wouldn't have had that. Now, she didn't leave me a 4-star review. She was just commenting on that and asking. And so, but it gave me perspective. But when I experienced it myself and I noted that, okay, and that's important too, is like once you experience, a lot of times we just like, oh, well, that's annoying. And then we just move on. But you need to write those things down when you stay at your property. That's how you make your property more hospitable. And guess what? That's once you have it, right? And it's not about over and over and over. You got to manually do that again. It's there and it's repeatable and sustainable as a business. Okay. So we talked about communication. We talked about the little things. The next thing is understanding. And I call this like reading guests' minds. Okay. So what I mean by that is that a lot of times guests will ask questions about, hey, what are the best restaurants? Why, what can we do? It's raining outside. Like, what can we do on this rainy day? Or, we want to go to this event at the stadium. Where can we park? Like, and so understanding that why people are coming to your property and preparing for the appropriate responses for them, is key. So, for example, let's say I have a property in, a beach market. Okay. And someone, hey, Kenny, obviously I know people are coming for the beach. They're going to go out to eat. They might go shopping. They might go for souvenirs. So I need to have all of the top places that if I were to go there, that I would want to go to. And I need to have those in a single place. I mean, this is why we have guidebooks, right? So you need to have a guidebook first off. But when people ask those questions, you need to have them ready to go. And you can have those automated in your messaging too, by the way. But you need to have it, and you need to give a specific detail about it. Go to Betty's and try the vegan egg omelet. Okay, that's really specific. Most of you are not vegans, and that's okay. But like, for my guest avatar in our area in Buffalo, where that place, that is a fire thing. I'm not a vegan. Okay. I don't do that. Right. But that vegan omelet is killer. And I host a lot of people who happen to be vegan. Okay. I know my guest avatar well in that property. And I say that and it's automated. People are like, hey, what restaurants? And it says in the message, you need to go to Betty's and you need to go and try the vegan egg omelet. You know, I mean, that sounds, first off, back to communication, really personable. But also, I've had experience doing that, and I can. It's something I rave about. There was that restaurant in general, but that item, and people love it. And they're like, "Well, Kenny, what about wings?" Boom, automated message. You got to go to Gabriel's Gate. Try the barbecue chicken wings. They're huge. They're fat. They're juicy. They're gonna be the best wings you've ever had in your life. People come back and they're like, "Man, Kenny, you're 100% right. Like, that was amazing." And it makes the experience. And the crazy thing is, like, sometimes I see the messages going, but I don't really know, like, these people or their situations, because I've got this so automated and going, and that hospitality has been built up, and it has taken time to get to, but I've experienced it. And that's what we need to do. Have those experiences and mention that in our messaging and prepare in our guidebooks, the restaurants. I know I've been talking a lot about restaurants, but it could be stores. Oh, you're looking for souvenirs? There's a really good place that sells refrigerator magnets and t-shirts and, like, the top five souvenirs that people get, just like mention those. And people are like, "Oh yeah, I want a cap." You know, okay, great. Like, this is the store. You know, and you've already, it's just automated, it's there. And that tells people it's not just go to Alvin's down the street, right? That's a big beach souvenir shop. It's like, this Alvin's on the corner, they've got literally the best hats, the refrigerator magnets, all everything you can imagine. That's the go-to place. People are going to take your word for it, and they're going to love it. And they will mention those little things in the reviews. All right, last thing I'm going to talk about, because we're way over time, is our teams. So having the right team on the ground. Now, it's not enough to just hire a cleaner. You need somebody to check in on that property for maintenance things like light bulbs and broken, water leaks and any like maintenance issues, and also little things like, are the Netflix accounts signed out? Are all the TV remotes there? Is anything missing? Are the batteries working on in everything that you have? Is anything broken, or something that somebody could do once a week? I mean, some people are crazy and they do it after every stay. And that's huge. And that could be a set person that you hire that goes and does that, a little bit of an expense, but it provides an elevated hospitality level that will make you more money, because you are pretty much guaranteed if that person's doing their job, they're going to catch things the cleaners miss. And once again, it all ties into the presentation and the marketability of your property and that stay and that experience. And you're going to have a 5-star and it will pay off. You'll get boosted in the rankings and you'll make more money and cash flow positive. So having the right teams, that QC person, if you don't have a quality control person and you're relying on one cleaner and they're checking it themselves, that's a bad idea. You need to have somebody go behind them or somebody else on their team to check after they've cleaned, not that person who's cleaned, but the QC person comes in after to make sure they're not missing anything. They go in with a lint roller, batteries, a hammer, a screwdriver, tighten things, Allen wrenches, whatever it is. They're going in there and they're checking everything and making sure it is pristine and ready to go for that guest when they come and check in. The temperature set, the AC's on, the heat's on, whatever you need to be, set it perfect. So when that guest comes in, they're like, wow, this was ready for me. And that's something that you can automate. And I'm telling you right now, based on the data, these people that are doing these things, they're in the 90th percentile or higher because most hosts are not doing it. And hospitality makes you more money. Okay. So be hospitable, find ways to automate that and systematize it. You can easily do it. You don't have to be baking fresh cookies for every guest or leaving a welcome gift or that bottle of wine or all the crazy things where you got to stock up on a bunch of crap. Be hospitable through right messaging, experiencing the little things, having the little things available for your guests, reading your guest's mind by having the right recommendations, the resources, the guidebooks mentioned, have those involved, and then the right teams in place, you will cash flow positive from that. And I hope that you found this episode helpful. If you did, it would mean the world to me if you could go and leave me a review, whether you're in Spotify or Apple. I love 5-star reviews. I read them all the time. It helps me get pumped up for these episodes, right? anyway, so leave me a 5-star review if you can. I would love that. And show up for the next episode, guys. I'm telling you right now, I've got some special guests. They are amazing. They are 5-star individuals, and I don't want to spoil anything, but they will tell you how to elevate your hospitality to the next level with over 34 properties that they manage. They're going to give you their secrets on how they automate their hospitality and have 5 stars across their property. So my name is Kenny Bedwell, host of Cashflow Positive, and I will see you on the next episode.